It's City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Monday, April 13th at 10:30 in the morning. We got caught up in the activities of last week, but we like to give people an inside story of what's going on here at City Hall. Good morning, Mayor Gillich.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, William.
Hope you had a good Easter.
I did, and I hope everybody had the same.
So. How's your bride and family?
Everybody's great. Everybody's good. Blessed.
Blessed. Mayor, tell people what the status is in the City of Biloxi right now, what advice you have for them, what things are you watching closely?
Well, again, you know, our advice is as we've repeated over and over, stay home, stay clear, just use your head, and we'll shut this thing down. Hopefully, Mother Nature, you know, it will take care of itself, and you got to use a little bit of, you know, thought in how you proceed. We're anxious to get back and move forward with business and life as normal. But that's the way we feel, and that's I think that we're going to try and take those actions to make it happen sooner than later.
The biggest thing I've heard you say over and over is that we're waiting on the eye to pass. You use that hurricane metaphor, and it seems like that's very appropriate.
Well, everyone is talking about the peak, and, you know, the peak is the eye as far as I'm concerned. You know, the wind changes directions. You know, your vectors change. So that's what we're waiting on, and I think we've been watching about 100 per day, and then it bumped up to about 150 per day. And
statewide.
Not down here. We're very pleased with things happening in Harrison County specifically. But we're, you know, just looking at those numbers. And then, you know, watching the hospitalizations. I don't think that we're overwhelmed down here as far as, PPE and ICUs and those other emergency room stuff, but I think I've noticed, you know, from the hospital systems, they've been very organized and in the way they're proceeding with the people who think that they have, the virus and you know what they have to do.
From what I understand, just so people won't be alarmed, that coast-wide on the hospitals, I understand there's probably about 24 people who are positive cases who are in the hospital. That's something you've been watching.
Yeah, who are hospitalized. Even statewide, it's less than you would think. You know, I think we're approaching 3,000 tested positives over the state. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but the hospitalizations, you know, so far has not been overwhelming to me. I mean, it's surprising.
Not down here.
Or down here or even across the state. Mm-hmm.
So what other advice do you, and it's the same story, isn't it? Just stay home, don't travel that much, because when you do, you could be putting everybody in your family at risk.
Yeah, and you know, you gotta use common sense. There's only a few ways you can get this disease. You know, it's not breathing the air, getting droplets and getting it on your hands and you know, touching your face, your eyes, or your ears. Anyway,
but you had to be encouraged by the news from the fire department that you heard in your morning meeting today.
Yeah, certainly, you know, as far as people coming back to work, I think it was three. Was it three that were out in one form or the other? Not so much positives, but have self-quarantined and shown no, the fever or cough or shortness of breath. So that's, especially in because you're nose-to-nose with people in the fire department. You live and breathe 24 hours a day when you're working. So it's a little bit different than you know, our 8-hour, 9-to-5 kind of job. But it's, I wasn't encouraged about that. But
we were up to 24 at one point that were out, not all positives. I think at one time there might have been about 9 positives and 9 more out, and the number got up to about 24, it's down to 3.
Yeah, I think that the 24 was part of the folks that were home watching kids, too. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't extremely, high as far as our, our activity.
Nobody saw this entire thing coming. Did you ever think there would be a day when there wasn't a hurricane, when the city would be just essentially shut down?
No, I really didn't. That's a stretch. You know, you hear about medieval time and those kinds of things, but here we are.
Biblical. One other thing that you've been encouraged about is the number of permits we're continuing to give to developers who are working within the social distancing framework, but work is still going on.
Yeah, and I think they understand. They get it while the weather's good. Weather's good, right? And, mm-hmm. So I think they they do their deal as far as social distancing, and you know, it's sort of a you know, you don't have to be right on each other to build a house, and that's I think some of the things we see. You know, it sort of naturally lends toward that social distancing thing.
What's your closing thoughts?
Well, just say a prayer. We'll get over this faster, you know, than where everyone has been talking about it. I think, you know, another 7 days, and we'll see that eye. And then who knows, you know, after that.
Right, exactly right. William Sackett, any closing thoughts? Are we done, or were you impressed with the mayor today?
Well, most impressed. The man has a tremendous amount on his shoulders. And for you listeners, from all of us to all of you, we hope you had a wonderful and blessed Easter. Wash your hands, keep the distances. It's our pleasure. We love you. God bless all of you. You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.